This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump has met Japan's new emperor, Naruhito, in a welcoming ceremony in Tokyo. Trump and the First Lady met the emperor and his wife under sunny skies Monday morning local time before strolling inside together for further talks. VOA's Steve Herman is traveling with the president. He says Trump's latest tweet has focused once again on North Korea and once again on discord with one of his top advisors.
In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. The U.S. president is in Japan for a four-day state visit filled with ceremonial events. Although he'll discuss trade with Prime Minister Abe, no significant breakthrough towards reaching a new economic agreement is expected. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
Voters in 21 European nations went to the polls Sunday for the final day of elections in the European Union Parliament. The vote pits populist candidates against those calling for tighter cohesion in the European Union. 426 million people were eligible to vote in the four-day election. It started Thursday. It will select members in the European legislature that comprises more than 750 seats. In this election, right-wing nationalists are hoping to elect candidates that reshape EU policies to slash the number of immigrants seeking to move into the EU. For more on these and other stories, voanews.com. This is VOA News.